From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Car bomb kills at least 26 people had at a gathering of Taliban and Afghan armed forces in the eastern city of Nangarhar. Came as soldiers and militants celebrated the Eid al-Fitr ceasefire, which is the first time in more than 17 years they've done so. Islamic State claiming responsibility, while the Taliban had already denied involvement. The Iran-aligned Houthi movement is fighting to keep Saudi-led coalition forces from taking full control of the airport in the Yemen port city of Hodeidah, and an offensive, the UN should say, says could trigger a famine imperiling millions there. Stephen Anderson is the World Food Program's country director in Yemen.
Yemen as a whole is extremely food insecure or with severe hunger, and Hodeidah is already, before this latest conflict, has been one of the most seriously impacted governorates.
Hodeidah is a lifeline for Yemen, which imports 90% of its food, fuel, and medicines, 70% of which come through the port city. So far, 10,000 people have died in the last few years of fighting. Taxi drove into a crowd of pedestrians that happened in Moscow's Red Square, injuring 8 people, including 2 Mexicans, there for the World Cup. Moscow's Traffic Management Authority says the taxi driver had a driver's license from Kyrgyzstan. It was a mainly Muslim ex-Soviet republic. It cited the driver, who was in police custody, as saying he had not driven into the crowd on purpose. The crash looks similar to recent terrorist attacks in other European cities in which the driver of a vehicle had aimed deliberately at pedestrians. This is VOA News. A group of 630 migrants was greeted with a big home, welcome home sign. It was in various languages when their ship docked today in the Spanish port city of Valencia. The ship known as the Aquarius, a Doctors Without Borders vessel, rescued the migrants off the Libyan coast last weekend. Jose Sanchez is with the Spanish Red Cross. He's head of programs.
There are 123 unaccompanied minors, and their destination will be the Centers for the Protection of Minors. All unaccompanied minors that arrive in our country are put under the care of the System of the Protection of Minors, and they will be taken to centers where they will be given all the care that any unaccompanied minor receives.
Spain offered to accept the migrants after both Italy's new populist government and Malta refused to let the ship dock at their ports. Italy's new interior minister said its refusal to accept the migrants was designed to force other European countries to share the burdens presented by migrants. At least 17 people died in Venezuela at a Caracas club, with a person activated there, a tear gas grenade inside, more than 500 people at a graduation party in the club. The device went off during a fight between several people. It caused a stampede toward the exits. 11 people suffocated to death when the gas filled the club's confined spaces. 8 of those who died were younger than 18 years old. Armed assailants set fire to a house and gunfire erupted at a street barricade in Nicaragua's capital, leaving at least 8 people dead. The violence raised tensions as representatives from civil society groups and police, as well as President Daniel Ortega's government, met for a second day with negotiators aiming to resolve the country's 2-month-old political crisis, which began when the Ortega government imposed changes to pensions. China has fired back in a spiraling trade dispute with President Trump by raising import duties on billions of dollars worth of American goods. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
The list includes 545 U.S. products, including soybeans, electric cars, and whiskey. China's Commerce Ministry says it's responding on an equal scale to the U.S. tariff hike announced Friday. Analyst Erland Eck says Washington's go-it-alone approach undercuts its leverage.
If the EU, Japan, and some other countries were to team up with the U.S. In a more sophisticated strategy, then I think they would be more alarmed.
China says it's also scrapping agreements to narrow Beijing's multi-billion dollar trade surplus with the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.